It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. A judge in California recently ruled that the state can require Monsanto to label its popular weed killer Roundup as a possible carcinogen, even though the firm contends that the key ingredient, glyphosate, quote, has a long history of safe use. The move comes as the giant seed and pesticide conglomerate faces dozens of lawsuits from plaintiffs who allege the company misled the public about the risks of Roundup and thus compromised the health of workers. The plaintiffs claim that exposure to Roundup caused them to develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Recently unsealed court documents suggest that studies attributed to academics were actually ghostwritten by Monsanto employees, and that U.S. regulators based their determination that glyphosate is not a cause of cancer on those studies. Among the lawyers suing Monsanto is environmental legal activist Robert Kennedy Jr., who incidentally suffers from spasmodic dysphonia that affects his voice. Welcome to Living on Earth, Mr. Kennedy.
Thanks for having me.
So who are the people who are bringing this lawsuit against Monsanto? How were they interacting with Roundup?
Among the law firms that are part of our coalition, there are about 3,000 clients who have already signed up. And these are people who are farmers. Many of them are gardeners, are people who had backyard gardens and either have been directly impacted. In other words, they have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or they have a relative who has died from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Now, in this particular case, Monsanto and the EPA both say that the main ingredient in Roundup, glyphosate, is safe. But then we have the World Health Organization calling it a probable carcinogen to humans. Bobby, from what you can tell, what is there in the way of a scientific consensus on this issue of glyphosate and human health?
There's two issues. One is that glyphosate alone is less toxic, we know, than glyphosate in the formulation of Roundup. There are surfactants and adjuvants in Roundup, and particularly a class of surfactants known as toluenes that make glyphosate far more toxic than it is alone. In fact, there's indications that it might be 10,000 times as toxic when combined with the toluenes. And the reason that the toluenes make it more toxic is that they allow the glyphosate to penetrate human skin on contact in very, very high concentrations. We also have studies by the premier gold standard cancer research organization on Earth, which is the International Association for Cancer Research, or IARC, which is a organization that's funded by 16 industrialized countries. And most nations, most of the European countries recognize, and countries all over the world, that nobody really had the resources to measure all of these chemicals that we're now swimming around in for carcinogenicity, and that we needed to have one centrally funded and adequately, abundantly funded organization that used the highest scientific standards and employed the best scientists on Earth. And that organization has determined that glyphosate is a probable carcinogen.
Now, Roundup is used on more than 100 crops and it's registered in 130 countries, but EPA has determined that there's little risk for most Americans in the quantities they say they are usually exposed to. How accurate is that?
It's not accurate. And unfortunately, you know, what the documents that have been recently released by Judge Chambria show is that there was a history of collusion between the EPA pesticide division, which was helping Monsanto cover up the dangers of glyphosate and Roundup as well. The head of the pesticide branch was a guy called Jess Rowland, who had this very disturbing relationship with Monsanto, in which, you know, there are emails that show him going to bat for Monsanto. To, at one point, he tells a conversation that is described in an email in which Jess Rowland pledges to try to derail an investigation of glyphosate and Roundup by the HHS. We have permission to depose Jess Rowland. We have also deposed David Hayden, who is the Monsanto executive who was coordinating the cover-up with the EPA. In answer to your question about whether EPA science is trustworthy, it's not. And in fact, EPA has a long history of that particular division is kind of a poster child for what we call agency capture phenomena, where the regulatory agency becomes captured by the industry that it's supposed to regulate.
And what about then our regulators? What sanctions, if any, are you seeking against the EPA for approving Roundup?
Well, the EPA should be sanctioned for this. And particularly, you know, what's very strange about EPA is that instead of coming clean, what EPA has been trying to do is to block us from deposing Jess Rowland and to cover up the documents in its possession. It's particularly disturbing since recently there's been a number of other developments since the Trump administration came into office. Scott Pruitt was formerly the Attorney General of Oklahoma, is one of the biggest recipients of funding from Monsanto. He's really almost, he's a creature, his political career has been a creature of the agricultural and agricultural chemical industry and factory farming industries. And he was hand-selected by those industries to become Attorney General of Oklahoma in order to derail a series of lawsuits that his predecessor had brought against Big Ag. And he's recently expressed a unwillingness to look further into glyphosate. In addition to that, a number of independent testers have found that America's cereals, breakfast cereals that are fed to children, are loaded with glyphosate. And the USDA in Texas had made a settlement of a lawsuit, and the settlement required USDA to look into conduct an investigation of glyphosate in cereals. And the USDA had just announced that it's going to drop that investigation. So that's disturbing because we're all getting these big exposures to glyphosate that may be damaging to our kids who are particularly vulnerable. And we have a government now that seems anxious to collude with Monsanto in this long collaboration to conceal the dangers of glyphosate to human health.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is an environmental lawyer and activist, and he joined us from Washington, D.C. Bobby, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
We asked Monsanto for their response to these allegations. Charlotte Marie Lord, Monsanto's senior media communications manager, sent an email which is posted in full at our website, loe.org. It reads in part, "First, the allegations of ghostwriting that you mentioned have been extensively addressed and refuted." The email concludes, quote, "No regulatory body in the world considers glyphosate to be a carcinogen. Plucking a single email out of 10 million pages doesn't change this fact." The EPA declined to comment on the emails of Jess Rowland that have been entered into evidence.